Welcome to High School Sports Uncensored. Listen, I wanted to get my next guest on so badly. We did the telephone because he's in such heavy demand. Joining us right now, head girls basketball coach over at Pikesville High School, Mike Dukes. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, Rob. How are you, man?
Doing well. And so are you. First of all, big win for you all over the weekend. Congrats to you.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
Now, you took over at Pikesville High after being an assistant coach at St. Francis Academy under Jerome Shelton for several years. You took over at Pikesville High and instantly turned that program around. What was the key to your success there in that quick turnaround?
Well, I tell you, getting some kids to come over with us was definitely the key, and getting some parents to kind of trust that process in venturing into something that was new and something that was unproven at that point in time. You know, when I got the job, I kind of found out that a lot of the kids in that area were just really hitting the private schools. So really just kind of having some discussions with the parents and letting them know what my vision was at Pikesville, and also speaking to the academics at Pikesville. Mm-hmm. Pikesville has always been known to be a good academic environment, so I know our parents are looking for that. I think right off the top, they want a good academic environment for their kids, so I didn't really have to sell that piece. The piece that needed to be sold was that we was going to really turn this basketball program around and come on out and, you know, step out and kind of take a risk, but be a part of a new program and kind of be the cinder blocks of that. So parents entrusted in us, and we was able to really have a historical season last year, going 22-3. I mean, I don't think we could have really written the script any better than that.
That's awesome. Here with Mike Dukes. This is High School Sports Uncensored. I'm your host, Rob Long. Mike, now, I know this is, you're not new to this. For the people that are listening right now, they may know Pikesville burst on the scene last year and they heard this name, Mike Dukes, but this is not your first head coaching stint. Tell us about your history coaching high school basketball.
Right. I actually got my first job with Towson Catholic. Yeah. I got my first job with Towson Catholic. I started out as an assistant under Jeff Palumbo, and we had a strong group at Towson Catholic. I got, you know, exposed to kids like Tyler Hale and Mara Strickland. Also got to coach my daughter, Chelsea Dukes, there. So that was a nice break-in experience, and we thought we were really on the verge of rebuilding that program there until I found out that summer, you know, that summer of 2010, that the school was going to be closing down. And actually, I was coaching AAU at the time, and we were up at Penn State, up at the Penn State Invitational, and some of my parents actually contacted me up there and told me it was on the news that TC was closing down. So I kind of got that news on the fly. So it was pretty disappointing, especially knowing the kids we had committed to coming into that program. So at that point, I kind of took a year off, and then I got the call from Jerome Shelton, right, to come join his coaching staff over at St. Francis. So that was just a great experience for me, because coming in there under Jerome, I thought I brought a lot of things to that program, but I also learned a great deal of working under him for 3 years. So that was a great experience, and I think that certainly helped me become prepared and ready to take on this venture at Pikesville.
Here with Mike Dukes, head basketball, girls basketball coach at Pikesville High School. This is High School Sports Uncensored. I'm Rob Long. Let's talk about that. Those, was it about 5, 6 years at, how many years at St. Francis? Six?
Actually, 4 years.
4 years. Yeah. 4 years at St. Yeah. Francis Academy. And I guess one of the things you learned really was, and maybe you knew it to a certain point at Towson Catholic, but at St. Francis, man, we could go down a list of the major Division I basketball players that you had a chance to be around. What is it like having to manage that? You have so much talent on that roster. You got to get everybody's looks, everybody's touch, everybody wants personal attention. I bet you learned a great deal with handling so many different great players also.
Oh, absolutely. And one thing about, you know, when you have really good talent like that, you know, you really can't fool those kids.
Right.
You need to be on top of your game, know what you're teaching, and you really need to bring it. So I did a lot of individual work with the kids, so I thought I really earned their respect. And they, you know, and they looked to me a lot, even being an assistant at that program. And Jerome really empowered me a lot. So, you know, I was almost taking a role as an offensive coordinator there. So he really let me implement a lot of sets and things down there. So really helping me gain the respect of the players and the parents down there.
Yeah, Mike, how important was your AAU background? Because you run a couple of AAU programs as well, and we see the benefits of that now in your Pikesville program.
I think that was just extremely important because I got to stay with some groups, you know, for several years and kind of help develop them and seen a number of them go on to Division I and Division II schools. So that was probably the most important experience for me, my AAU, because that's really where it all started for me.
What's your AAU? Who's your AAU team? Tell the folks out there, because you may have some kids.
Program is Marlin Lady Comets. And actually, originally we started in Ed Rico Recreation Program, and we thought it was some nice young talent over in that program between that, like, 10, 11 age group, and we said, hey, let's go ahead and try to form an AAU program and see what we can do with this. And we pulled it together, and Marlin Lady Comets have actually been rolling ever since.
Mike, I got to be honest with you, man. We're here with Mike Dukes, head girls basketball coach from Pikesville. I'm Rob Long. This is High School Sports Uncensored. The one thing that I'm learning from AAU, and you've kind of mastered this because you talked about Adrico. I have two of your Adrico kids in my high school basketball program. You've affected a lot of young ladies who are at different programs right now. So you got to wear two hats. You have to build the Pikesville program, but at the same time, through the AAU, you got to know that all of these kids aren't with your high school teams. You're sending them off to other high schools, and they may compete with you in relevant games. So you've got to kind of juggle those two things.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And you've got to teach them, right? Because if not, they'll go to someone else in AAU. So you've got to give them 100%, just like your high school kids, knowing that one day you may compete with them. How do you handle that balance?
We'll open things up in the summer. We'll open things up in the summer as far as workouts and developing kids. But I think at this point, kids who I have association with in AAU, they kind of know once the fall rolls around, I'm in Pikesville mode at that. I'm in Pikesville mode at that point. So if they're going to get something from me, it's going to be during that spring and summertime for sure.
All right, who do you like this year, man? I mean, you guys ought to hunt it. You told me in a conversation that your schedule, you've strengthened it a little bit. You're going after some heavy hitters now. Who do you like this year, and who has that bullseye on them for you?
Wow. Well, I know for certain in Baltimore County, we have a huge bullseye on.
Oh, you do?
I would probably say us in Catonsville. You know, Catonsville is just going to always carry that level of respect there, especially long as they're under Coach Mike Mohler over there. So I think everybody know, even though he lost some talented seniors, you can never underestimate Catonsville. So I think they'll always have a bullseye on their back to a degree. I think for us, I think we're that other team that people are really aiming at in Baltimore County, and we'll be that big game. We'll be that big game for people, so we know we're going to have to be focused all year long and really not take these programs for granted, for sure. Wow, as far as some of the other leagues, I think the IAAM is just going to be, I think that's going to be great to watch this year, especially when you look at St. John's Prep moving up, I&D moving up, Roland Park seems to be loaded.
They are studs, man.
They returned over there, and then St. Francis is just St. Francis, and especially as long as Angel Reese is in that program right now, you have to pick them as favorites. And Rod, as far as that B conference in the IAM, I mean, obviously you're a part of that, and that's just loaded.
Yeah, it is.
When we look at you guys, Malthus Sales over there, St. Paul's, that's just a loaded Miser. That's just a loaded league. So you guys are going to have a number of competitive games in that league as well, for sure.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the B conference, I've always said, is from top to bottom stacked. And my example was last year we were a 12 seed in the playoffs and beat a 5 on the road, and it's. And that's just how the conference is. I mean,
right,
it's from top to bottom, it's pretty even. It's very even conference, and I agree with you. That's going to be loaded. Now, you and I talked. You talked about trying to fortify your schedule. Last year, you were 22-3.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Coach, we both were covered the same cloth. We want to play the best.
No question.
But the danger in that is you set such a high bar for wins last year. Are you worried about maybe a 17-18 win season being perceived as a failure?
And no, not at all. And I, you know, early on, I spoke to our players when we first got started and really indicated to them that the record may not be what it was last year, because we have so many 50-50 games this year. And I described that as just those games on our schedule that we say, hey, man, this game can go either way. And we actually had our first two games were 50-50 games, playing City and then playing John Curl. And I think we were extremely fortunate to come out 2-0 in those games. So that's really gotten us off to a good start. Now, we also had two more IAM teams on our schedule. We have to play I&D, and we also have to play Archbishop Spalding. So those two two more 50-50 games on the schedule. And, of course, going down to Title IX, you know, that day after Christmas, we'll have three extremely competitive games down there. So no, I think we're embracing it. We're embracing it. And our hopes are that these games will have us really prepared to make a run at that county championship and also that state championship. So we're definitely embracing the schedule, and we're not caught up into whether we win 20 or 22 games this year.
And Mike Dukes joining us right now. He's the head girls basketball coach at Pikesville High School. This is High School Sports Uncensored. I'm your host, Rob Long. Mike, I started off coaching, I guess, on the girls' side in college back in, I think it was 2003. And naturally, by coaching college basketball, you have to watch a lot of high school basketball. I've noticed over the past 10 years or so that this game has changed dramatically. Where it used to be all fundamentals and very little athleticism, the game has managed to take it, and I'm talking about the girls' game specifically, has managed to keep the fundamental aspect of it now, but the tremendous athleticism with these girls training in the weight room, putting in the same amount of time, if not more, than their male counterparts.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, what do you credit to that?
I certainly credit the fact that these girls are in the gym. I think the game is really blowing up so much in terms of the exposure with girls basketball. So I think the kids are working. I think the kids are working a lot harder. I do think the downside of it is I don't know if the kids are just playing as much anymore, as much as they're spending time with trainers now. So I think there's pros and cons to that. Pros and cons to that piece, you know, where they're spending so much time with trainers and not maybe having enough fun just getting out there, going out there and just playing a game of basketball. So I think there's the pros and cons of it, but I think in terms of some of the trainers are probably helping to develop kids in terms of more strength training and things like that, and actual skills as well. But for me as a high school coach, I take none of that for granted. We do fundamentals every day in practice, and I still really see a strong need for it, because we still have a lot of kids who probably aren't where we want them to be in terms of their fundamentals.
You know, it's funny you say that, because that seems to be the answer that so many people give, that the training is great, development is great, but at the end of the day, you have to know how to compete. And everybody wonders whether or not we're playing enough games. And we say that with kids playing AAU all year long, with kids playing high school as well. So, I mean, are we talking pickup games or organized games here? Because these kids are playing a ton of games.
Games.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm thinking more in terms of pickup
games. Right.
Yes, and that's what I'm thinking, where they can just go to the gym or just go to the playground and just play. It's probably just a lot more structure out there, and maybe they don't need as much structure all the time, because sometimes I just think that may take away from the fun and the actual love of the game for these kids.
Mike, you have done a tremendous job at AAU, and I think, you know, just going over to the Pikesville to do what you're doing right now, I'm just glad I don't have to meet you. If I wanted to win a championship, I don't have to come through you. I'm on a private sector. You're on the public.
Coach, I feel the same. Meet you. Obviously, we got to tangle a little bit during the fall.
Yeah.
And that was actually a great game. That was a great game that we participated in.
Absolutely. And speaking of fall leagues, folks, I'm telling you right now, that fall league over at Pikesville is the most competitive fall league I've ever participated in. It got my team ready for the season. Are you guys doing that over there again next year?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, and we expect it to be bigger and even better next year, for sure.
Don't forget me, man. Don't forget me.
Already on the list, my man.
He is Mike Dukes. Well, one of the best guys in the business. He cares about the kids, and he's a winner. Mike, thanks a lot, man. Good luck to you this season.
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate you guys having me, and good luck on your season as well.
Thanks a lot.
All right.